Today's podcast is brought to you by our Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt. To order, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for joining us. I'm very excited to be back. I missed everyone, and I can't wait to get into the news. It's a beautiful Monday here in New England, and I hope you were able to rest up a little bit, take a break from everything. I say that every week, but I think it's important because we are in the thick of it now. The news stories are not stopping, whether it be about Hunter Biden or the Iran plan or Clarence Thomas. There's just so much to take in today. And actually, I want to throw a shout out to some of my Twitter followers because I was very happy to hear on Friday night, I always take a break. I don't watch any of the nightly, you know, news programs. I actually was watching that Inventing Anna on Netflix and having a glass of white wine for myself. And someone tweeted at me and said, Grace, Tucker's program, he was asking the same Hunter question you were asking, which is why now? Well, why is the New York Times verifying? Or as one of the writers I was reading today put it, admitting. You know, we shouldn't say verifying because we already knew it was verified. We should say admitting, copping to the fact that this laptop is not Russian disinformation, but in fact belongs to crack addict Hunter Biden. Now, I think that a lot of people...
I probably smoke more Parmesan cheese than anyone.
That's becoming a pricey habit as well. Cheese is through the roof right now, along with everything else. But I was reading all sorts of different things today, some from Spectator, some from American Greatness, a little bit from Breitbart, and a lot of people are asking this question. You know, what does this mean? Because there's always a reason for these headlines. And I want to first tell everyone that I'll be having Emma Jo Morris on, who originally broke this story, tomorrow, which is very exciting. She's from Breitbart. They reached out. They said, if you'd like to have her on, I want her to take a victory lap. She's owed a massive apology from the mainstream media. And every day that goes by, we see more and more of these horrible takes from the experts in, you know, on liberal networks who were not only dismissing this as a non-story, but were actively smearing the journalists who had the integrity to write a piece like that. Who
were back better.
Real journalists, you know, journalists who were doing the research and doing the homework and came up with this bombshell of a story. And I have cuts from Wolf Blitzer. I have cuts from Katie Turr, CNN, MSNBC, all of it. And we're going to get to that. But I wanted to point out something else, which is Peter Schweizer. There's two people I was kind of focused on today. Peter Schweizer, who, as people know, he's been on Howie's show a couple of times. He has a history of writing about the Biden family, the Clinton family, any major crime family in the United States. This guy is the go-to. He's an expert in the realest way, not expert like Dr. Fauci expert. I'm talking he knows this stuff. And he was on with Maria Bartiromo over the weekend. And I thought that there was a lot of good cuts, and I hope to play most of these. But I just wanted to play one here. And this is one theory, because everyone kind of has different theories as to what's happening here. But one thing is for certain, it's suspicious. You know, the timing of all of this is very suspicious. So I wanted to kind of put two against each other and hear what people think and throw it out to the callers. This first hour is all callers. It's 844-500-4242. So let's skip around here. We're going to skip through most of Peter Schweizer's interview, which is great, and we will play it during the show. But I want to get to this last point as to why he thinks it's coming out now. This is cut 9, please, Jared.
Is the FBI investigating Hunter Biden, and could that happen while Joe Biden is president?
Yeah, in fact, I think this New York Times piece, the fact that they got cooperation from Team Biden and probably from the Hunter Biden legal team, is an indication to me they are extremely concerned that he is going to be indicted. This grand jury's been meeting since 2018. They were suspended during COVID because of health care protocols. It's back up and running, and it's very clear that when it comes to the issues related to tax evasion and money laundering and the other issues wrapped up with it, they're extremely concerned that Hunter Biden's going to be indicted. And I think this article is an effort to frame that conversation in a way that could be the most favorable to them.
Yeah, framing this, you know, softening the soil a little bit, dripping it out so we get information, but we're not kind of blown away by it all at once, and trying to frame it in a more positive light for the Biden family. That all tracks with the New York Times. And I agree with Peter Schweitzer that that could be an angle of what they're doing. However, it still is a bit strange, and I've heard other people have a side of this argument that I think is more believable. And I'm going to refer here to a piece, and you can find it at Howie's Homework. Go to gracecurlyshow.com or howiecarshow.com, click on Howie's Homework, and you'll see this piece. It's phenomenal. It's by Roger Kimball, and he's writing for American Greatness. Just a side shout out, he does write for Spectator occasionally as well, and I really like his pieces. And he has two pieces today from both of those publications that I'm going to get to. But the one I want to focus on now is titled, Biden's Handlers Are Preparing to Eject Him and Kamala. Now, this is where my head is at. I have a feeling that they are laying the groundwork to get rid of Joe. And not in the gangster way, not get rid of him, let's get rid of him. I just mean politically, they're trying to get rid of him. And what Roger Kimball does is he talks about the old quote, the issue is never the issue. And how when Democrats, you can say what you want about Democrats, you can say they're dumb, they're crazy. I don't think they're dumb, though. I really don't. And if I told Howie today, I said, if I could go back 5 years and tell myself something, getting into this business of covering these people, it would be never underestimate these people. I know Barack said about Joe, never underestimate his ability to bleep things up, but mine would be never underestimate the goals, because when in doubt, I used to say when in doubt, it's ineptitude. Now I'm not quite as certain about that. Now I'm saying when in doubt, it's something nefarious. Something's going on. There's a plan in motion. And what Roger Kimball says is that the reasoning now to get Joe Biden out, it's not because of COVID or the border or the threat of war with Russia. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on of all the reasons you might be sitting at home saying, well, yeah, they got to get rid of Joe. He's ruining the country. Yeah, but that's how you view all the things he's doing. The left doesn't view any of this as ruining the country. Just eat lentils. Just lower your expectations. Just buy a Tesla. We're making everything better. This is, this pain is for a gain. So they don't view it as ruining the country. So why get rid of him? And what Roger Kimball says is they're getting rid of him because of the voters, because everything comes down to elections. Everything comes down to, are we going to lose power? Even if this puppet is doing everything they want, are we going to lose power? And if so, we've got to move him. And he gives this great example of Richard Nixon and how Richard Nixon, they had to get rid of him, but unfortunately, they also had to get rid of his vice president, and that wasn't easy either. And then he talks about Kamala Harris and how she's just as much of a problem. If you look at her poll numbers, they're disastrous. I haven't even checked them in a long time because it's just usually, going down, down, down. But they're not much better than Joe's. They're pretty much, at the same level. And it's not as easy with Kamala because even though they have all this stuff on Hunter and bribery and pay to play and China, and the list goes on and on. And I don't know if people heard this, but Stephen Nelson from The Post asked a great question about one of the richest women in Russia who Hunter Biden has a connection with and whether or not she has been sanctioned. Because we know how much Joe Biden loves to go, the billionaires and the oligarchs and the caviar and the big yachts and damn it, no more. And so Stephen Nelson was like, what about this lady? Now that we know the laptop, I know, Jen, what Stephen Nelson should have said is, Jen, I know you can't comment on the laptop because Hunter's, not a member of the government. But any word on this? And she didn't, once again, passed it to the DOJ. got very, very skittish, tried to end that conversation. So while we have that all with the Bidens, we don't have that with Kamala. Is she a horrible politician? Yes. Can she answer any questions in a press conference? No. But is she corrupt? Not at the same level as Joe. Not at a provable, you know, we don't have a lot of proof of that. And I think, though, when I read all of these different theories, the one I kind of lean to is that because of voters right now, they are trying to eject Joe Biden. And this New York Times confirmation of the laptop is just another way to do that. And what Roger Kimball says, which I appreciate, he says, I don't know how they're going to do it yet. Like, that part hasn't become clear. I think it will over the course of the next couple of weeks. This is how quickly the Democrats work. You know, this used to be a long, subtle thing with them. But now, as Tucker said, they're just throwing it all out there. They're not trying to hide the fact that they're corrupt authoritarians. They're just going with it. So we're going to see whatever this plan is to eject Joe unfold within the next couple of days. And in the meantime, all of these things that are turning voters off, the left is still pushing this narrative that you just have to live with it. You know, that we're all just victims of circumstance. This isn't because of Joe Biden. This is just because of what's happening. His name doesn't even get mentioned. If you read about inflation, his name's nowhere to be found. And so Bloomberg, if people haven't seen this, Bloomberg puts out this piece and they're giving advice on how to deal with inflation. Inflation stings most if you earn less than $300,000. Which I'm sure Mike Bloomberg read that headline. He's like, does anyone earn less than $300,000? That's crazy.
What is this, 1940?
Here's how to deal. And this got a lot of attention on Twitter because people were kind of amazed at some of the tips. Now, when I went on Twitter last night, the thing I kept seeing over and over again was lentils, because part of this article tells the poors, that's you and me, if you're listening, unless you're above 300,000, you're, you know, one of the people who might be feeling this inflation. It tells all of us poor people, all of us plebs, that what we need to do is eat more lentils. Yum. We need to eat more lentils and that might fix things. So I thought, oh yeah, that's crazy. But you know, that tracks. They've been telling us to eat bugs, to cut back on burgers. That's not the craziest thing I've ever heard. What I didn't realize, and what I think is not getting nearly enough attention, is the part about pets. They tell you that if your pet gets sick, you might want to consider not getting like the chemotherapy or the surgery and just basically letting your pet die. To which I read that and I was like, whoa, that is, especially coming from the animal, like PETA type people, that's kind of nuts.
It's a choice between feeding your family and keeping your dog.
It's dog death panels in Joe Biden's America. And they say this all with, you know, such a sugar coat of like, here's some tips.
Poor dog died.
Buy more lentils. Let your dog die. Lower your expectations. And Donald Trump Jr. had a great point. He wrote back, how about just not vote for Democrats? That's an easy way to fix this.
Wait till it gets to deciding which kid you have to eat.
Oh, God, Jared.
I'm just saying.
Biden's heading to Poland soon, and we're going to cover that. We're also going to talk about COVID, the Babylon Bee, Clarence Thomas. We've got it all in this hour, but I want to hear people's thoughts on whether or not the left is getting ready to eject Joe Biden. It's 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
A tiara when I came in here, because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
And, I mean, for all we know, these emails are made up, or maybe some are real and others are fakes. We don't know. But we do know that this is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
What a fraud. That's Brian Stelter from the hilariously named show Reliable Sources, talking about how the laptop from hell was just Russian disinformation. You know what the wildest part, though, about these people is? And this will never fail
to amaze
me. Looking
like a gender-neutral potato head.
This will never cease to amaze me, is that they tell you that something's Russian disinformation, and then 2 years later, you find out that it was actually all true. And then they go right back to telling you something else is Russian disinformation, or that something else is just disinformation in general. or alt-right or fringe conspiracy theories. You really think about that. It would be like if you were allergic to peanuts and someone brought in cookies and said, you can have one of these cookies. There's no peanuts in it. And then you took a bite and you went into anaphylactic shock and you needed your EpiPen. The next time that person came in with cookies and said, oh, you can take a bite of these. There's nothing wrong with it. Wouldn't you be like, you know what? I'm good on that. I don't need to take your cookies anymore. I don't need to take your advice. I don't really trust you. But no, those people don't have any of that. They just go right back. They barely acknowledge that they tried to hide this massive story. And then they go right back to telling you, well, you can't believe this information. This has been debunked. They're still using that word. They should be banned from ever using the word debunked again. Like, they have no shame whatsoever. And I have more cuts like that. Wolf Blitzer had a horrible cut. There's so many to go through. But first, let's do the poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by Kennedy Carpet. Kennedy Carpet is growing and hiring for many positions, including installers, carpet cleaners, water damage technicians, warehouse, and salespeople. Kennedy Carpet offers full benefits and more. Find out all they have to offer by calling 1-888-KENNEDY. That's 1-888-KENNEDY. By the way, I have Kennedy Carpets in my house. They are phenomenal. I cannot recommend them enough. Great company. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What liberal advice has helped you best deal with Biden's America? Lower expectations, eat lentils, or buy an electric car?
Oh, I'm not a lentil girl. I mean, they sound appetizing, but I can only do so many. You know, I can't make my whole diet lentil-based. The electric car is out of the cards for me. I'm going to say lowering my expectations has been very helpful. You know, I wake up every day and I go, it can't get any worse. And then it does, but at least they're kind of low to begin with.
Lower expectations in the lead at 69%, 24% for eat lentils, and 7% for buy an electric car.
I went to a small market today, like a small grocery store, just to grab a couple of things for lunch. I bought tuna fish.
Whoa, Miss Hoy Polloi. Jeez, somebody makes over $300,000. They can afford food.
What can I say? So I bought tuna fish, an avocado, two little, you know, breakfast bars, and an apple.
And you had to take out a second mortgage.
I had to, as the piece in Bloomberg, I thought to myself, how am I going to afford this? And then I read the piece in Bloomberg and they said, just sell your car and take the bus. And I thought, boom, there you go. Eating my tuna fish now, don't I feel fancy? No, but the woman at the cash register, she was so nice and she looks at all my stuff. She rings it up and it comes out to $18. And she does like a double check and she looks at it again. She goes, wait. And I see, I know exactly what's happening in her mind. She goes, oh, I guess that's right. I mean, you barely got anything. I can't believe it's $18. And I laughed. I said, it's not your fault. I said, that's just, you know, thank you, Brandon. I didn't say thank you, Brandon. I just said, yeah, I know. And then she said, man, I really thought I did something wrong here with the cash register, but I think that is it. And I was like, yeah, no, that's how wild it is now that you look at what you got. You go, $18 for an avocado and some tuna fish. And I'm living the high life. I didn't even buy lentils. That's what the woman should have said to me. You know, this looks pretty expensive. You mind if we swap out some of these items for a container of lentils? That actually might be a little more cost efficient. 844-500-4242. We're going to talk about inflation and keep going with Hunter Biden. Plus, there's a really good piece, Why Not Trump in 2024? And I think Roger Kimball, once again, has a good point. We'll be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. I'm just looking at everything. I'm going to try to tie it all together in this first hour, and the lines are open if you want to weigh in, if something's driving you nuts in the news cycle today. It's 844-500-4242. Or if you have other tips for us, give us your tips. If you make less than $300,000 a year and you're finding ways to make it sting a little less, maybe we could put it out there, and then perhaps the people at Bloomberg, the esteemed journalists at Bloomberg, might hear of these things and actually put them in their articles.
I eat no for breakfast.
It really does read, you eat no for breakfast, but you also should be eating lentils. You know, lentils, Jared, you put lentils in a bowl, you pour in some, I don't know, the price of milk is pretty high, you pour in some water, you've got a kind of cereal substitute going on, no?
Yeah, I have no problem with lentils. They're fine.
I'm not excited about it.
I'm not super thrilled, you know,
Do you think that this 4th of July we'll get a picture of a barbecue with the, you know, the checkered tablecloth, but it will just be all different sized bowls of lentils?
Save 16 cents on lentils.
Don't complain. Look at the price of lentils. Pretty good, you spoiled brats. Yeah, so if anyone has tips like that, we'll get to that in a second. But I think it is important here to do a journalism in the news to go through all of these media cuts because every day more pop up. So let's have it.
And now, news.
Very fake news.
I see a lot of excellent journalism being done.
Give me the press.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
How can you ask a question when you don't know the press?
He said that journalists make up stories and make up sources.
As a journalist, I don't really like being the story here.
Very fake news.
And many of your compatriots had to change the reporting and they had to apologize and they had to correct.
This is a golden age of journalism in a lot of ways.
Mr. Biden, what flavor did you get?
News.
I have to first give credit to some actual journalism in the news. The New York Post, which is taking a well-deserved victory lap over the last couple days, had a great cover, Spies Who Lie, and they put my two favorite liars right in the middle, John Brennan and James, I always say it like Howie, Clapper. The two of them, right in the middle, and then a bunch of other hacks who lied about this, who pushed the idea that this big story was Russian disinformation. But as usual, no one can compete when it comes to being obnoxious with the mainstream media. They are just out of control. And I want to play this flashback here from Wolf Blitzer. This is Cut 15.
Serious questions tonight about whether the Russians are using Rudy Giuliani to interfere in the U.S. presidential election. CNN senior national security correspondent Alex Marquardt is joining us. Alex, there are fears that what Giuliani is now pushing here in the United States could actually be part of Russia's latest and very massive disinformation campaign in the U.S. presidential election.
Now there's my question for everyone. Do you go back to Wolf Blitzer now and ask him what else he thinks is disinformation? Because he's still telling people that other things are disinformation. Do you trust that? How many times does someone have to be wrong before you stop listening to them? Based off the ratings from CNN, I would say that no one listens to Wolf Blitzer. No one listens to any of these people. But still, it's not even that that drives me crazy. It's the fact that they continue to dish out advice. It's like if you were divorced six times and you were giving marital advice to all your friends. At a certain point, doesn't your friend go, you know what, I think I'm good. Thanks for the advice, but I'm going to talk to a therapist.
You know, they've thrown out so much stuff that you sometimes forget the details of all the bonkers craziness they put out. That cut was absolutely insane. I completely forgot about Rudy Giuliani was an agent.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's so much. You forget this little stuff and to hear it again, it's astounding.
Jared, how
insane these people are.
He's owed an apology as well, which he will never get. And he doesn't even
expect
it.
His hair gel leaked at a press conference, Grace.
Like he was leaking to Russian agents. You know, and you know what the other part of this, like another layer of irony to this giant hypocrisy cake is that they were actively making up Russian disinformation. Like they were making up a Russia hoax while accusing real journalists like Emma Jo Morris, like Miranda Devine, like Peter Schweitzer, like Howie Carr, like people who are actually writing about real things. They were smearing those people as insane, corrupt, propaganda spewing, Russian disinformation spewing nut jobs while they were pushing a complete hoax. And the irony of this is totally lost on them. And I just, the part of it that's so funny is the Russia element, because they had no problem pushing Russia hoaxes when they thought they were benefiting Joe Biden. And then when they got a real news story with a real laptop, and they were like, how can we trust it? How can you trust the fact that a guy who smokes Parmesan cheese off of his rug and goes on benders with Russian hookers, how can you trust that he might have left his laptop somewhere? I don't know. It seems plausible to me. It seems more plausible than whatever Russia, you know, fantasy you've whipped up with Donald Trump. By the way, a huge issue with that fantasy, which I've always said, is they couldn't pick a lane. They couldn't pick a narrative. On one hand, Trump was the dumbest person alive. You know, he couldn't do anything right. He watched TV and ate hamburgers in bed all day. He was a complete moron. He spoke at the level of a fourth grader. And then on the other hand, he rigged an election and we could never find any proof because he is that duplicitous. He is that much of an evil genius. He is Lex Luthor with an orange wig. Which one is it? It can't be both. But let's play a couple more of these because I want to get them out of my system. I want to rage a little bit because I'm angry. And then we're going to get to the lentil of it all. All right, let's also do a flashback here of just, this is a super cut, which I always enjoy. This is cut 19.
Biden's secret emails.
A really fishy story.
The Post claimed that the emails were found on a laptop computer that was brought to a repair shop in Delaware in the spring of 2019.
The FBI is now investigating whether those alleged Hunter Biden emails are actually connected to a larger foreign intelligence operation.
They may be related to a foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence operation.
For all we know, these emails are made up.
The information found on the laptop may be part of a Russian disinformation campaign.
Part of a Russian disinformation effort.
Described by many intelligence experts as having hallmarks.
All the hallmarks.
All the hallmarks of a Russian.
Or Russian disinformation.
Russian disinformation.
Disinformation campaign.
This is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
Oh, I'm part of that right-wing media machine, and I love it. We have so much more fun, Brian. You know why? Because we have real news stories. You guys spent 5 years pushing fake ones, and then a real one landed on your lap, and you tried to hide it. And by the way, what is so... Did anyone who saw this story, did anyone ever question that it was authentic? I mean, like normal people, people who are not Trump deranged. Did you question it for a second? Did you see that picture of Hunter in the bathtub with a crack pipe and for 1 minute think this could be Russian disinformation? No. But you know why? You're suffering from this horrible disease. And actually, this is a tip I got from a friend over the weekend. If someone sees you without a mask on and they give you a hard time, which people are doing less and less, but you know, you still run across the occasional crazy person. They give you a hard time. You just say, listen, I'm suffering from CS. Okay. Thank you for your concern, but I'm suffering from CS. It's debilitating. And then they'll say, you know, if they ever ask you, well, what is CS? What is that? Common sense. You know, it's my cross to bear, this common sense that I have. And that's why none of us really questioned the authenticity of the laptop, because we're suffering from common sense. The vice president, I'm sorry, the president, but former vice president, Joe Biden, is a complete corrupt moron. His son is also as corrupt as the day is long. Why wouldn't any of this be real? You know, and how long would it take to confirm it? I read a piece today where it said all it would take for these people, these journalists who, you know, hunt down Ted Cruz when they're worried that his dog's not being fed, who really hit the ground running when they hear about two scoops of ice cream. You know what it would take for them to confirm this laptop that Leslie Stahl said she couldn't verify? And this is fake but accurate 60 minutes, sir. No, this is 60 minutes, Mr. Trump. We can't verify that. You know what it would have taken the team at 60 Minutes to do? They would have had to send emails to the people that went back and forth with Hunter Biden and said, can you confirm if this email is real? It maybe would have taken a couple hours, depending on their skill level. Would have taken a couple hours to verify, but they could not do that. They could not do that. Let's play another one here, Jared. I would like to play Katie Turr and Ken Delanian on MSNBC, Cut 14.
New York Post story that dropped like a bomb last week, seemingly implicating Hunter and Joe Biden, continues to wither under scrutiny, not really dropping like a bomb.
The emergence of these emails, texts, and videos that were supposedly left on a laptop in Delaware, a really fishy story. Whether that was actually the product of a foreign intelligence operation, and obviously Russia would be the chief suspect there. Look, there are so many questions about the provenance of this material. A lot of it does look legitimate. There are pictures of Hunter Biden. Biden. There are videos, there are emails, but we have no idea, and neither does the New York Post, whether any of it was doctored or forged or faked. And that's why the mainstream news media has declined to really touch this story, because it just lacks credibility. And the fact that it appeared in the New York Post and that they chose to report on it extensively sort of says a lot about where we are in 2020 as opposed to 2016, when a lot of news organizations reported on emails that had been hacked by the Russians, Democratic emails, and then leaked, and they were newsworthy and people reported on them. We're in a much different situation now, because we now know that Russian disinformation or foreign disinformation or even this, you know, campaign disinformation period is as dangerous.
Hey, Ken, any follow-up? Any follow-up, Ken Delanian? You want to issue an apology to Emma Jo Morris? If I were Emma Jo Morris, I would sue. I know that you probably can't. Like, I know there's probably not really a legal case there, but these people ran her name through the mud, trying to act like she was a complete nut for reporting on this, for doing her job, for doing a service for the American people that we deserve from our journalists. And all she was met with people like Ken Delanian, morons, who were like, I cannot believe that someone would report on this. It really says a lot about the New York Post. Yeah, it does. It says that they like actual stories. If only more people at the New York Post were as dedicated to the Steele dossier as the people where Ken Delanian works. And they say, oh, you know, there's a lot of this that's fishy. Was anything fishy to you guys about the Steele dossier, the connection to Hillary Clinton, the golden showers? None of that. None of that raised any red flags for all of these journalists, all these Woodwards in the news. They were all fine to go along with that. But pictures of Hunter Biden smoking crack, that can't be. How could that be possible? That doesn't sound like him. That doesn't jive with what I've heard about Hunter Biden. He's a stand-up guy. He's the smartest guy that Joe Biden knows. Yep. Yep. Can we get a fact check on that? 844-500-4242. And there's more. Like, this is just a little sampling. We're going to finish with this topic. On the other side, I'm going to play some of a guest, Mike Baker, who was on with Joe Rogan, talking about this whole issue. And then I do want to hear your tips that we can submit to Bloomberg for how you are dealing with Joe Biden's economy. Lower your expectations. Are you buying an electric vehicle? Are you not going out anymore? Are you letting your pet die? I mean, these are all...
Yeah, we're not doing oil anymore. We're just burning styrofoam in the living room for warmth. Now,
yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'll take that. I'll write that down. I mean, it's and they put these out there like they're not talking nonsense. It's like, oh, a very simple solution would be a red wave in November. I think I would prefer that than people not paying for their pet surgeries. But you know what? I'm just a credulous boomer rube, so maybe that's why. The allergy season caused by trees begins in March and runs through June. The pollen is odorless, so you may not realize allergy season has already started. But it has. I've realized it, Jared. I've been a little stuffy lately. I don't know about you.
Yeah, no, the nose started to itch over the weekend, and it was, here we go.
But then you just turn on the thunderstorm, you're good to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Because what the thunderstorm does is it eliminates allergens and pollutants in the air. It doesn't just cover up and make things smell nice. No, it sends out the ions, and it ionizes the air. It creates a super oxygen, and that is what eliminates allergens, pollutants, even some viruses and odors, obviously, just stuff that you don't want to be around.
And right now, you can get the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. That's right. You get three thunderstorms. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which, of course, saves you time and money. Get ready for allergy season in your home and car now. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code GRACE3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE3. We will be back with a few more of these Hunter Biden clips. It never gets old. Their takes from the mainstream media age like milk in a hot car. It is just, it's embarrassing. 844-500-4242. Plus, we're talking inflation when we come back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
While Joe Biden enjoyed his weekend in Delaware, I don't know if people saw footage. He was riding a bicycle which was a little unnerving if you've ever seen him on a bike before. I know that that's what they do to show us how physically fit he is. It's like, okay, we'll have him come out riding a bicycle. They love that. They did that on the campaign trail a lot. We'll have him jog out to the podium while wearing a mask. Or, my personal favorite, we will have him challenge reporters who ask him questions about his cognitive health to push-up contests. All of these are just some of the things to love about Joe Biden.
Sure, I suffered the pressure.
But we are looking at a very dangerous, scary situation in Ukraine. And so, of course, it makes sense that the president would be completely MIA in Delaware riding his bike, right? I'm sure if Trump did the same thing, it wouldn't matter. But in real life, you know, for people who make less than $300,000, for people who don't have shady business dealings in Ukraine and China, well, some of us have to worry about the decisions or the effects of Joe Biden's America. And at first, the liberals like to say, you know, or not the liberals, but Marie Antoinette was once quoted. She didn't really say this, but let them eat cake is the expression. Then we had let them eat Teslas. Well, we've got a new one. Now it's let them eat lentils.
I mean, it's one banana, Michael. What could it cost? $10?
But it's like when I had this garden party for my father's birthday, right? I said RSVP because it was a sit-down dinner. But people came that, like, did not RSVP.
Let them eat cake.
I like the headline from the Daily Wire that's breaking down this Bloomberg article. It says, eat lentils, pores. Left and right slam Bloomberg article telling Americans making less than $300,000 to spend less to cope with inflation. All right, now here are the bullet points, if you don't have time to read the whole article from Bloomberg. Taking public transportation instead of driving. I would add to that selling your car. That's another thing they suggest. Buying and eating meat substitutes like lentils and vegetables. Avoiding buying items in bulk. Which really shouldn't come as a problem for people because you can't afford it anyway, so.
Meat substitute, like vegetables.
It's a lot of vegetables.
What?
You're trying to get your protein from just vegetables. You better get ready. You're going to be in a little bit of discomfort. It's going to be bloating season for everyone. Avoiding unnecessary charges. And here's what I think is the craziest one. Avoiding medical expenses for pets. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, well, how do I avoid that medical...
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
How do I avoid that medical expense for my pet? That's kind of the awkward part of the article. You know, that's kind of the part of the article where we go, well, you know, you can gather what we're trying to tell you, right?
You've seen Old Yeller, right?
We're trying to paint a picture here for you, but we don't really want to tell you what's going to happen next. If you're one of many Americans who became a new pet owner during the pandemic, you might want to rethink those costly pet medical needs. The dogs in the background are like, what?
There's a lot at stake here.
Uh-oh. It may sound harsh, but researchers actually don't recommend pet chemotherapy, which can cost up to $10,000 for ethical reasons. What about other expensive procedures? The cats and dogs would like to know.
Do you really need two legs?
And isn't Bloomberg a big dog guy? He had a big dog commercial when he was having his short-lived run for president. I don't know about this. 844-500-4242. When we come back, we're talking why not Trump in 2024. Don't go anywhere.